Hey there, property enthusiasts. I'm Diana, your non-guru real talk property pal. Today, we're diving into the deep end of UK property investment structures, operating as an individual versus a limited company. Let's get started. So, you've got some cash burning a hole in your pocket. And you're eyeing the property market, right? The question is, should you jump in solo or get cozy as a limited company? Let's break it down. Kicking off with the basics. Investing as an individual, you're the sole player, the big cheese, the one calling the shots. In an individual ownership, you are, which is the traditional route usually, It's seemingly straightforward. You buy, you own, you manage. Now, with a limited company structure, the company is the investor, not you personally. Think of it as your financial alter ego. But hey, there's a catch. With great power, which is the shield, comes great responsibility. The complexity increases, you know, when it comes to additional reporting, compliance requirements, and tax implications. Now, first difference, coming to tax implications. Let's talk about Section 24. Now, Section 24 sounds like a secret agent, right? Well, it's actually a tax change. That's less James Bond and more, say, Mr. Bean. I'm kidding. Now, for individual investors, it's like attending a party where, you know, you were not invited. You never really get to enjoy the full benefits of property investing. If you are a private landlord, as I'm sure you know, you understand the pain that I'm talking about. As an individual, you can't deduct mortgage costs from your rental income. But in the limited company, this can be deducted. So you're